Matt and Leah, holiday special. Matt and Leah, holiday special. Matt and Leah, holiday special.
What's up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear with us. I am Matt. She is Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
It's the holiday special.
Ho, ho, ho.
As indicated by the incredibly rad remix done by our good friend JR of Less Than Jake. Thank you, JR. Hope you're having a very Merry Christmas. Hope everybody listening is well prepared for the holidays, which will be tomorrow. This should be dropping on Christmas Eve. No, today is Christmas Eve.
We're recording this on Wednesday. Sorry. It's a little off. But I'm freaking stressed.
Why are you stressed?
Because, okay, the holidays are supposed to be fun, exciting, happy. I'm stressed.
I'm jolly AF.
Yeah, because you don't have to worry about cooking, cleaning. All you have to do is sit on your ass and drink beer.
Well, the only reason I don't have to worry about cleaning is because every time I attempt to clean, you rearrange it anyway. Exactly. So it's an exercise in futility that I don't choose to waste my time on any longer. I'm becoming a goddamn heathen.
Becoming? Well, my parents are driving in because they can't fly because we're in the middle of a pandemic. So they're going to drive in. And we have our family coming. A lot of cooking to do. I have to cook a ham. I have to bake cookies. I have to make my famous stromboli. I have to make charcuterie board, which your girls are so excited. They've been talking about this since last Christmas. They are obsessed with making charcuterie boards. So we're excited for that. And Grinch kebabs. Don't forget the Grinch kebabs.
For those who may not be entirely sure what a Grinch kebab is, would you care to explain?
Sure. We made these last year with the girls. You take a skewer, like a kebab, a skewer. You put a slice of a banana. Then you put a grape. Then you put a strawberry. Boom. Like a half of a strawberry. You cut the top off. And then you put a mini marshmallow at the top. And it looks like the Grinch. It's so cute. And it's fun. And kids can do it. And they're just like easy to eat.
So there you go.
Although last year was really funny because Lola was sick. And she's like snot everywhere, putting the grapes on the kebabs. And like Brie was there. She's like, we're going to put your kebabs over here. Poor thing. But the holidays are here.
2020 has felt simultaneously like the fastest year of my life and also the longest. I don't understand how that is, but I don't think anybody would disagree.
Christmas has given us something to look forward to for a while now. We decorated before Thanksgiving even because we were just like, we have nothing to look forward to. This year has sucked. Let's just get in the holiday spirit.
All of the memes that have been about 2020 have been accurate this year.
Right.
Usually I get tired of them. I get bored with them. But I don't know of anybody who is going to look back at 2020 and be like, man, that was my year. I really kicked ass. Like,
across the board,
everybody just had a rotten year. So we decided to jump the gun, go hard in the paint for the holidays, decorated before Thanksgiving. And it has been all Christmas all the time. We talked about a couple weeks ago how I've basically evolved into Clark W. Griswold.
Right.
And that stays. I stand by that. I think that might be my identity going forward.
I mean, I love your shirt.
I'm wearing a ho, ho, ho sweater. I'm definitely the most festive person at the table.
No. I'm festive.
I said the most festive. I didn't say you weren't festive, just not quite as festive as I am.
I'm wearing Christmas underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's been it for this year's holiday special.
But what happens when Christmas is over? I feel like we're going to go into a deep, deep, deep depression because this has been the one exciting point of the year. And then it's going to be gone. What happens? That sucks.
It is. It's going to go.
End.
All the happiness will evaporate with the driving snow. But alas, we are here to give you one last bit of entertainment and or levity, or maybe just something to piss you off for 30 minutes or so with the holiday special. How awesome was last week?
Oh my God, I'm still on a high from it.
It was unbelievable. Jason and Katie Ellis joining the show. Two awesome people. It was really cool that I've been a fan of Jason's for many years.
You guys, I have to say, Matt was like a little kid. He was like, I could tell he was getting a little tongue-tied. He was a little excited. He didn't even know like how to start it out because he was so excited. He's like, sorry, I'm going to start that again because he was so damn excited.
Yeah, I was like a little kid. And it's even cooler when you meet people that you look up to and are fans of, and they are cool people. And Jason and Katie couldn't have been cooler. So thank you again. Make sure you're following them wherever they are. Instagram, Twitter, Patreon,
check
all over
out
the
his
place.
New shows.
Still awesome. Jason Ellis's book. That was kind of like my Christmas present, my early Christmas present to myself.
Well, that's nice.
I always used to want to be on his show.
Right.
Hopefully with a little
luck. Well, now he's on ours. Now like, how cool is that?
We're friends.
We're best friends.
Best friends.
They're coming over for the holidays.
Sweet.
It's going to be great.
Can't wait.
Just kidding.
But before we you know, get too far down the path of how awesome last week was, let's reminisce. Let's reminisce about what a show 2020 has been.
Okay.
And it all started, and it should have been looked at as the precursor to what the year was going to be. Was at the end of January, pre-pandemic, when the whole world stopped, we lost Kobe Bryant.
Oh my God,
right?
I know.
What a horrible thing that was.
I know.
And that set the tone for the year. I think everyone looked at it like, man, what a tragedy. It's going to get better. It's only January.
Yeah, that was awful.
The year is going to go up. And my God, it just continued to circle the bowl and is now somewhere deep in the septic system.
It's awful. It's been one thing after another. And I just remember when this whole thing first started, it was like, it's not going to be a big deal. Like no one was really prepared for the chaos that would happen with this whole pandemic. It's like, oh, it's fine. Like they can't shut down the world. Well, yes, they fucking can. And they sure did. I think everyone was in denial when it first started.
In a weird way, though, if you think about it, this year will be marked by certain things that everybody had in common. Everyone obviously dealt with this pandemic, and there's nobody that is happy about that. It is what it is. And it started, oh, we're all in this together. And then the whole world kind of splintered. But this is going to be one of the only years in recent history that the whole world will be able to have common ground because they'll be able to say, oh, yeah, remember 2020, the pandemic. This went wrong. That went wrong. What a shit year. But also, we can all connect on a few things, like Tiger King.
Forgot about Tiger King.
Yeah, because it feels like it was 4 years ago. Like Joe Exotic was Baskin. On the tip of everybody's tongue. That's all we talked about. It was like anyone who had electricity knew about Tiger King.
Right.
It was a phenomenon. And now it feels like it happened in a century ago.
It was like the year of binge watching. We just binged everything. McMillions, Tiger King. We started and finished Schitt's Creek.
That's
which
true.
That's become a staple of my everyday life now. I'm like, little Alexis, little.
It's become, let's address that. Because it's not just like, oh, once in a while, you quote Alexis Rose. You have fully adopted her persona.
I know. I just like.
Not just on
so
television.
Much.
Just not on, not for entertainment purposes. The way it's somewhere, there's a hybrid between Alexis Rose and Peg Bundy.
Right. That's who I am.
And I'm for it. I'm not, this isn't a complaint. I think they're both wonderful, but there are so many traits that you do even subconsciously because every night we go to bed watching one of the two of them.
I know. Well, that's the thing. When you, I don't know, I adapt these things that she does and I don't even mean to. It's like, and I notice my sister does it too because she does the same exact thing. She watches Schitt's Creek in her like spare time. Even like on TV, I'm starting to turn into her, like my character, start doing things. And I'm getting tweets and people are noticing that. I'm like, oh my God.
Do you think people are starting to notice that I'm consciously attempting to be more like Roland?
Babe, you've always been Roland.
Thanks.
It's not even funny.
Cool, appreciate that. How about the other night when you told me I was Billy Bob Thornton while we were watching Bad Santa?
Bad Santa, such a good movie.
Love it.
But anyway, I'm watching it and I feel like I'm watching Matt as I'm watching Billy Bob Thornton. In the movie, specifically,
great.
Because he's a fucking Grinch.
I often eat salads in the food court and spit them all over people.
You're grumpy. It's hilarious.
You're just lucky I didn't eat your friend's advent calendar.
Yeah, I have a friend's advent calendar, which I'm obsessed with. Another thing that I've recently gone into on Netflix, Queen's Gambit. It's so good. And it's not a show that I would normally watch, but you have to watch it.
But how about something positive that came out of 2020? And that is this. Bear with us. This podcast, I almost said the empire we've built, but it's more like a small village at this point.
Yeah,
but
I'd say it's a little town.
It's a work in progress. It's like, yeah, it's like a tenement.
Right.
But it exists because we got locked down in the pandemic and we were too bored to know what to do with ourselves. And a couple of you guys liked it. And here we are chatting to you each and every week.
Which is
at
so
great
crazy.
Expense to ourselves.
It's crazy, though. I mean, the fact that we took this idea and then ran with it and then you guys are actually listening to it and are along this journey with us, it's been really fucking cool.
Yeah, that's still weird to me. Not that we did what we did. Not that we created a podcast. Obviously, that's something I'm familiar with in my other life.
Yeah, you're a professional podcaster.
But the fact that people listen and we are growing and getting great sponsors and great
guests.
Interactions. Yeah. Now we have guests, which, you guys, let us know. Hopefully you loved the Jason Ellis interview with Katie last week. Let us know if you want more of that, because I had a blast. I think that'd be something fun to bring to you guys. If you dig it, let us know. If you didn't, well, then
go f*** yourselves.
There you go.
What would you say is the worst memory from this year? The worst moment, your lowest point, and then what was the best memory you have from this year?
I mean, I'd be remiss to discount losing a couple very good friends. That was clearly the low point. I'm lucky that I've been healthy through this whole thing. My immediate family has been healthy. So that was definitely kind of a bummer. My dude Blade, lost him this year. That would probably be my low point for 2020. The high point, though, I mean, think of all the things that have come from this. Like, again, bear with us. I watch Friends now. I use Amazon. I'm not quite a, you know, as much of an emo basket case as I had used to have been. I think I've grown a lot as a person. I think the best thing overall in 2020 for me personally involves you, because we were locked down with nobody else, very little, minimal interaction from external sources. We were basically locked in our homes for the majority of our time. If we weren't at home, we were at work in a hotel together. And it proved to me that we're a lot stronger than I think even we realized. Mm-hmm. And where we lacked, I think we grew, because we really had no choice. It wasn't like, oh, I can go out of town or avoid this thing. We were in it. It was kind of as many relationships as I'm sure have bombed and disintegrated throughout this pandemic. I feel like it made us stronger. There are things I realized I sucked at and that I'm still working on getting better. There are things that you have learned about me that you have gone out of your way to adapt or learn
and
or
accept.
And yeah. Accept. And I think it made you and I a lot stronger. In various different ways, but I think if there was one takeaway that I had to say that was major for the year, that would be it.
That was what I was going to say. I feel like the fact that we are, I think, stronger than ever at the end of the year, making it through all of these ups and downs. There are a lot of things that you and I had points of contention, like things that you and I fought about and things that we were forced to face and forced to talk about and forced to... Okay, we're going to have this fight right now. Let's fight about it. Let's talk it through. What pisses you off about this? Why are you mad about that? And we had to talk about it. And then we worked through it.
Right.
And I think had we not been in this pandemic, had we not been in lockdown, had we been hustling and bustling, traveling the world like we normally do, we wouldn't have faced those things. And I think that we learned from that and we grew.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm proud of that.
And I would love to know if anybody listening has faced anything like that, where maybe your relationship has gotten stronger. I'm sure a few of you have been through some down times and hopefully your relationships didn't dissolve, but there's got to be somebody listening that is like, wow, yeah, I was forced, to your point, forced to face these issues because we couldn't run from it. Right. It wasn't like you could, I mean, a lot of us couldn't just go to the office for the day or whatever you do. I know historically speaking, when I was pissed off or unhappy, I buried myself in my work.
Right.
To the point where I was overwhelming myself, but it gave me an excuse to not face these uncomfortable truths that I might have to do. So now it's like, hey, we're ripping off the Band-Aids left and right. Here we go. And, you know, we survived.
And I think there's probably a lot of couples out there that didn't make it.
Right.
And that's okay, too. Maybe it opened your eyes to a lot of the things that you didn't like about your partner. And hopefully you could have, you know, taken that and been like, you know what? This is not for me. This is not the relationship I want to be in. And it opened your eyes. And that's okay, too. And hopefully you learn from that and you learn, okay, this is not the type of person I want to be with. And if you're in a position where you're kind of feeling like that, rip off the fucking Band-Aid and get out. Life is too short, honey, to be anything but happy. Speaking of the year in review, it's almost New Year's. What is your take on New Year's resolutions?
Generally speaking, I think they're bullshit, because I feel like if somebody wants to change, it is on them to change, not the calendar.
Right.
It doesn't matter. If that's what kickstarts you and you go, all right, you know what? New year, I'm going to start
new over. New year, new me.
Yeah, I never want to see that ever again. New year, new me. No, it's the same shit you as last year. You just maybe learned a new trick. I hope. Maybe you fixed that part of you that sucked. But yeah, I think generally it's just a thing. It's fun to do at office parties. And you know what? We're going to do that before the end of the episode. I'm going to make you reveal or maybe create a New Year's resolution, but I don't want to do that just yet. We're going to jump the gun.
Okay.
I generally think New Year's resolutions are stupid, but I think self-improvement is very, very important and self-reflection. I just think that it can be done in the middle of August should you decide that you need to.
Why do you have to wait?
Right.
You want to start January a
diet?
1st.
You want to start a diet? Start it December 1st.
Right.
You really want to test your willpower, see how badass you are when those cookies are on the table, and you really want to test yourself out. Cool. But yeah, I think you should improve yourself when you feel that you need improved, not depending on what
like
the date is.
Like an excuse for it. Yeah. Right. I'm with you.
But just for the sake of, I mean, this is the holiday special, and thus far we've given them nothing special aside from the new intro from JR, which is fine.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
The Batmobile lost its wheel and the Joker got away.
Hey, no, and the Bat, what is it? Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
The Batmobile lost its wheel and the Joker got away.
And the Joker took ballet. Hey.
Why would the Joker take ballet?
That's what I always say.
He's a damn fine dancer.
And the Joker took ballet. Hey.
I don't know how you guys did things up there in Massachusetts.
My favorite thing is when we were singing Christmas carols last year with your kids. And it's like, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, reindeer had a very shiny nose like a light bulb. You know how you have all those little things you say?
Yeah.
So we were getting to the part and Bree was with me, thank God, my sister. And we're all singing and it says, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, what do you say? Santa came to say,
ho, ho, ho.
We used to say, Santa came to say, in his underwear. And your kids were like, what? They all were like belly laughing. Why would you say that? And me and Brie are like, that's what we said growing up.
Well, clearly in the suburbs of Boston, y'all are a bunch of perverts because no one wants to think about Santa in his underwear.
That's why it's funny. Like Santa came in his underwear and they're like, what? Santa, why are you in your underwear? Of course, Santa says, ho, ho, ho. Like, that's not funny.
This episode of Bear With Us is brought to you by Magic Spoon. Thank goodness I ate breakfast this morning. I am a cereal junkie, have been my entire life, but nothing gets me ready to start the day quite like a delicious bowl of my new favorite brand of cereal. Magic Spoon has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. It's pretty good for you, and it's very delicious.
It's so delicious.
So many of you have asked, and finally, you can build your very own custom variety box of Magic Spoon. You can choose from the best-selling cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry flavors, plus brand new flavors, peanut butter and cinnamon. Both we just got in our new box. Unbelievable. Tastes amazing.
Peanut butter is my new favorite.
No doubt about it. It's too good to be true. It's keto-friendly. It's gluten-free. It's grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO free. GMOs, get that out of here. I edited myself because it's a commercial.
Go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus to build your own custom variety box and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code BEARWITHUS, that's B-A-R-E, at checkout to get free shipping.
We want to thank Magic Spoon one more time for sponsoring Bear With Us.
La 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 la. This could be an entire episode of me singing.
I mean, I would like this not to be our last episode because we will be back in 2021 with more Bear With Us.
So do we have like a little Christmas version of the mail song?
I don't know. I mean, this is going to be a question that only you can answer. Okay, if you can somehow make the mail song Christmassy minus the addition of jingle bells. I would be very, very impressed.
There's a lot of pressure right now. I think I'm just going to sing it. I'm just going to sing it as if I was Santa Claus.
Go for it there.
Here's the bell.
What the hell was that?
Ho, ho, ho. Here's the mail that never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. I was not prepared for a Christmas mailbag song, okay?
Leah Claus, what's in your sack?
I'd like to know what's in your sack. If you know what I mean.
I mean, is that still up for debate?
Your ball this deep sack?
In? Yeah, no, I got it. Thank you, Captain.
This deep in. Love that. Okay. Question number one, honey. Hi, Matt and Leah. I love the show and I'm a huge fan of both of you. I'm a first year college student and I have some questions about something I feel like a lot of people struggle with, which is being too nice. I had that problem too. I'm always the person that's the quote unquote nice guy, whether it comes to friendships with guys or pursuing girls. With friends, I'm often the one targeted with jokes because they likely think that I can be stepped on and I'll just take it. I don't just take it. I say things back, but no one buys when I stand my ground because everyone knows I'm too nice. I don't know what to do. And with girls, I always pursue them the way you're taught to, with compliments, courtesy, and try to be a gentleman. That doesn't seem to work these days, at least for my generation. I consider myself to be a decent looking guy, and I don't know if that's my approach that's not working or if it's something else because I've never been in a legitimate relationship. Please let me know what you think I should do.
I understand a lot of those issues. Because believe it or not, despite my gruff exterior, I'm a relatively nice guy. But I think I should probably defer to you because he is who he is. And I have friends like that. And I love having them around that you play a role, but it's like a vital role. I've got four or five friends who I hate to use the term punching bag, but for comedic purposes, that's what they are. They set themselves up to be the butt of the joke, but they're in on the joke. You know, you're laughing with them, right. Not at them,
right.
But that's the role. And that's invaluable, particularly when you're trying to have a laugh. If you have a friend that's got thick skin and realize you are just busting his balls, that's a great friend.
Right.
If I can say something to somebody and no matter how off the deep end it is, and they know, okay, he's just busting my balls. We all laugh together. I love that friend. I'm going to make sure that friend is with me. It's great as a friend. Like dude to dude. What's the difference? Why is it difficult for women?
I guess it depends how old you are too. Cause I feel like, I mean, I'm in my 30s. I don't want a dude that's a dick. I want a guy that's nice. But I think like a lot, like the younger generation, people that are in their early 20s, I think that that's probably going to be a little difficult because girls like guys that are dicks. Yeah, they just do.
So why? Why? I've heard that for years.
Even when I was younger, I feel like, when you first are like kind of flirting with someone or getting to know someone, like the fact that they're like a little bit of a dick or like a little dickish, like that's why I like you. You are a little bit of a dick. You're not, like, you're a nice sure. guy. Like, and now that we are together and we're a couple and we're spending every day together, I don't want you to be a dick. But when we first started dating, I'm like, oh, like, it's just kind of funny. And it turns me on like, oh, he's not the complete, like I could never go for just the nice guy. I like a guy who's a little bit of a dick and a dude. I don't know why.
I wish I knew. It doesn't make any sense to any of the dudes listening right now that are going, okay, you, Leah, just admitted that you love me being a nice guy and that I am a nice guy.
Right. Now.
Yet there's this common question. All these girls go, I don't understand why my boyfriend's such a dick. Well, you picked them.
Right.
You just said, Leah, just said, I kind of like that, but now I don't like that.
Right.
Well, and then women wonder why you are such confusing
beings. One of life's great mysteries. I know that when I was younger, I wasn't trying to be with the guy who's like the nice guy, even though that's all women want is to be treated nice, but there's something enticing. There's something exciting about.
Can I tell you what I think it is?
Trying to chase.
I don't think it's a chase. I think it's a change. I think it's a subconscious control effort by women that they like to know that they have changed. They've taken somebody, me, for example, who could be a little rough around the edges at times, and you've polished them and you've smoothed them, at least down to your liking. It's not like a super rough, jagged edge right. at this point. It's just kind of like maybe a little bit misaligned. But I think there's something about a woman that is like, that's right. I exerted my influence and my power over this guy who was kind of a dick, but now he's not quite as much
of
a dick.
I mean, that makes sense. 100%. That totally makes sense. I wouldn't even think that that's what I try to do.
Right. I think it's a subconscious thing.
Like, I just think that when you first meet someone, like when you're first going out on a date and if you're a dick to the waiter or if you're a dick to like anyone else around, then I'm like, ew. But something about like you just being a little dickish.
Dude, I honestly don't have an answer for you. I think keep doing what you're doing. And if you're a good dude, you'll find someone that likes you. And if you're only interested in girls who want a bad boy or someone who's difficult or kind of a dick, then maybe that's not the chick for you.
No matter what, don't change for anyone. You be you, because no matter what, you will find somebody who likes you just the way you are. Cause you're amazing just the way you are.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay. Question.
That was Bruno Mars as Santa Claus. Is that? I'm just trying to decipher. There's a lot going on here.
Question numero dos. If you speak Feliz Navidad.
You don't speak Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad means Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
So are you speaking Spanish or Transylvanian
you
at this
a
point?
Merry Christmas.
I'm not sure if you're here to deliver presents or you're going to turn into a bat at any moment.
Like keep you on your feet, you know, on your toes. Wow. Okay, Leah. Question number two, honey. Hey guys, love listening to the podcast and your differing views on things each week. My question, is there anything that's a no, not going to happen in the bedroom for you too? I ask this as it can be a deal breaker in relationships for a lot of people.
No, there are things that are preferences. There are things you need to have somewhere to go, right?
You can't just go all the way at first.
If you come in the first night and you just bring it all out and then you got to have somewhere to go. You got to have steps.
Right.
That said, and now everybody's different. Obviously, people have limitations, whether they be emotional or physical. Some people really love to be touched certain places in certain ways. Some people just hate it. So I can't speak for everybody. Nobody can. Everybody's got their own ifs, ands, or buts, situationally speaking. See, I clarified because I knew you couldn't wait to talk about putting your finger in my ass.
Which, by the way, has yet to happen.
Still a no-no. That's not to mean that someday in a circumstance.
How do we know when that day will come?
Who knows?
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat waiting.
I'm trying to help somebody. Someone in need. Put your finger away there. Look at. What is
it's
that?
It's like a directional.
Like a blinker.
Anywho, keep going. There are limitations.
For
yada,
me personally,
yada, yada.
It is. This is the analogy I'll use. When you go to the gym, you don't worry about getting sweaty, correct? You don't worry about your hair being messed up when you're at the gym because that is designated as your time for physical activity, for fitness or health or whatever it is that you're into. You don't go, oh, well, I don't want to do chest today because I don't want to sweat through my t-shirt or. Right. You just some things that you're not you just all bets are off. I look at it like that. Once you go, OK, hey, here it's sexy time. Whatever happens, happens. There are no rules. No hard no's is what I'm saying. Some things you like, some things you don't like, some things you don't know you don't like till you try them.
I mean, I'm with you. Like, honestly, it is what it is. Every situation is different. You have to know, like, if you're with your partner and it's like a long-term relationship, hopefully you probably know at a certain point what is a yes, what is a no. It doesn't mean you can't reintroduce something. You never know. You just got to try it out. And sometimes it doesn't hurt to stick a little finger in a butthole.
No.
All right. So that wraps up the mailbag. You guys have been amazing this year with filling the mailbag. Make sure you fill it for 2021, honey. Email us at bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Sign into the DMs, whatever you got to do. Send us your questions, some new questions maybe about butt stuff.
Or about other things. But if you really want Leah's full undivided attention, butt stuff is the way to go.
I just love a challenge.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep resisting. I'm going to be the biggest challenge you're going to face
a little role play. You're gonna
2021.
Like play the resistant. Naive Santa Claus.
Resistant, and I'm gonna naive be the, Santa Claus. Wow.
The dominant Mrs. Claus. Claus.
Wow.
Okay, are we going to talk about our New Year's resolution?
I was going to get there, but I didn't know what path we were on. We were on our way to Brazzers at that point.
Yeah, we are on a path, baby. We are on a path.
Well, let's jump off the path, the moving sidewalk. 2021. Just days away, right around the bend. What's your New Year's resolution?
Something I do every year on New Year's is I write a list of my goals for the year. Because I think if you write things down, you put it into the universe, you speak it into existence. So I do that every year. I write what my new goals are for the year. Like this past year, a lot of them came true. And it's because I put them down and you write them and you speak them out into the world and it happens. I'm a firm believer in that. So I'm going to do that this year as well. But in addition to that, I am going to spend more time focusing on like my mind and body, not so much time on my phone and focusing on social media or anything like that, which we do have to do for our job. I'm going to try to step back from that, do some more meditation and really just connect my body with my mind. That's my goal.
That's really good. And it's kind of similar to what I was thinking. Again, I'm not a huge New Year's resolution guy. This isn't something I just decided for the episode today. Right. Was going to be my resolution that I'll start on January 1st. I've been working on this for some time, but it's become more evident lately that I still need to continue to work on it. And what spawned this thought was when we were watching the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion, mm-hmm. and Will Smith talked about how his whole life, his mind has always been on the next thing,
yep.
which could be why he's so wildly successful, is he never settles. He never slows down. He's constantly on to the next bigger, better, faster, stronger. You know, I think that's awesome. However, we had a conversation in bed that night after we watched it. Does Will Smith ever get to enjoy the fruits of his labor? Like, of course, he can afford wild vacations and anything he wants on the planet Earth. But does he ever get to truly be present and enjoy? And that's what I need to work more on. I've tried to, is being present. I understand there are a lot of responsibilities and things going on in the world. I feel like I've gotten a little bit better at being present, but I still have a long way to go as far. And whether that be unplugging from social media, that was one thing that stood out to me over the course of the pandemic. I more or less just kind of got bored with it,
right?
Especially around the election time. It was just so much negativity and arguing and bickering. And then I went a day or two and didn't look at Twitter.
Right.
And I didn't look at Instagram.
You probably realized how happy you were.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was, guess what? Nothing actually changed.
Right.
The world is still there. People are still people. My life was not really affected. And it was kind of refreshing to exhale and go, you know what? I didn't put my Twitter reaction to this issue out for the world. And guess what? Nobody really gave a shit. It doesn't matter. I think we put so much value on ourselves because each of our lives revolve around our own view of the world.
Right.
That's indisputable. But I think more of that, more of not necessarily unplugging or disconnecting totally, but focusing more on being present and enjoying the company of the people that I'm with or enjoying the experience that I'm having.
Right.
Like what struck me last week when Ellis said, do you think everybody in the NBA worries that they're not Michael Jordan? No, you just be happy that you're in the game.
Yeah, that's
you know what?
Huge.
I'm in the game.
Right.
We're in the game. You're right. Maybe we're not Michael Jordan.
But and we never will be. We don't need to try to be.
No.
Right.
But I'll be Thunder Dan Marley pulling up, shooting the three from outside once in a while. But that's my resolution, is to be more present.
Well, speaking of present, baby, I'm the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, at least I know we've got a few more days before you begin trying to manifest your finger into my butt.
It's been a hell of a year, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us on this crazy journey.
We're taking next week off so we can enjoy this tiny little break that we have in the holiday season. But we will be back 2021 better than ever. New guests, new specials.
New year, new us. Just kidding.
Bear with us. Wait, that's your line.
I should say, come on.
Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.
Why would the Joker take ballet?
That's what I always say.
He's a damn fine dancer.